Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
what are the chances of pregnancy during menstruation?
Generally speaking, a woman is unlikely to become pregnant while she's having her period. However, that does not mean that it is impossible to become pregnant when a woman is having menstrual bleeding. The reason that it is unlikely for a woman to become pregnant during her period is because a pregnancy cannot occur if there is not an egg and some sperm to begin with. Each month, most women release one egg, also called an ovum, during a process called ovulation. An egg typically lives for about 24 hours or less. Then, approximately 14 days after ovulation, a woman typically begins her menstrual period, meaning that she likely does not have any living eggs that have been released at that time and that are available in her body to be fertilized. At least not in theory. Sometimes women release more than one egg per month. More often, women's cycles may be irregular or short. Also, sperm live longer than eggs do. Some estimates suggest that sperm may live as long as 3 or 5 days. Some suggest that sperm may occasionally live in a woman's body for as long as a week. In any case, if a man ejaculates inside a woman's vagina while she's on her period, and then she ovulates days later or even a week later, it's possible that by the time she ovulates, sperm may still be alive in her body and be able to fertilize her egg, thus a pregnancy. Again, is it likely that a woman will become pregnant while she's menstruating? No. But is it possible? Absolutely. Our Kinsey Confidential website provides more information about reliable forms of birth control to assist you in decisions related to family planning and safer sex.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.